Hey, cousin, come on in. Welcome to the Dear World Podcast, the place that if you drink your water and mind your business, you'll be just fine. I'm your host, Miss Amber J. The goal of the podcast is to be relatable, transparent, and honest. We're all family here, so nothing is off limits. I hope that you enjoy your listening experience, and don't forget to turn on your notifications so that you can be alerted whenever a new episode has been posted. What up, though? It's your girl, Amber J, back with another episode of the Dear World Podcast. Y'all, is it me or is time on steroids? Like, I promise it feels like March just started and we already about the big step into April. When I tell y'all I'm elated that school is almost over, 3 more weeks, graduation is April 27th. Not that that matters because I'm not going, but just to know that, baby, I'm at the finish line. Like, I can see that bitch. You feel me? I'm so happy. I keep telling myself that I'm going to either go to law school or get my PhD, but if I do either one of them, I need a break. I need at least a year break because school definitely kicked my arse. Speaking of school, couple things before we jump into the nitty-gritty of this episode. Number one, do what you're supposed to do and stop waiting to do stuff last minute. And I'm speaking to myself when I say that because I wait, especially with school, until the last minute to do things. And then I put so much more pressure on myself than what needs to be there. Like, we don't have to operate in this, what is it called? I'm definitely drawing a blank on the term that I'm referring to, but basically we don't have to operate in a state of procrastination where, you know, we're all frantic and rushing to do things and we're extremely stressed out and have anxiety about whether we're going to complete the task or not. Especially if you know something needs to be done or something is due, you have ample time to do it. Use that time to do it. Stop putting undue stress on yourself. And again, I'm talking to myself when I say this, okay? Which draws me to my next point. So this class started back in January, and I knew that I had to do this course project, which is a paper. But I told myself, hey, I'm going to use this paper that I turned in during undergrad. Y'all, while my professor found the paper that I originally turned in during undergrad, and was like, hey, this paper matches like 70% accuracy of a student at Central State University. Can you explain this? So I had to be honest and stand on it because it's one thing about me. If I did something or said something, I'm going to stand on it, right? So I had to explain, like, hey, that was my paper. It was a similar topic. So I just kind of spruced it up a little bit and turned it in. Obviously, I didn't do too much sprucing if it was a 70% match, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. So basically, because the paper wasn't technically due and I turned it in, she's letting me redo it. But had I just done what I was supposed to do in the first place, instead of procrastinating and actually just wrote a whole new paper and took the time to do the research, I wouldn't be putting as much stress and pressure on myself as I am in this very moment. Y'all, I'm on spring break from work. I have been staying up until 3 a.m. to work on this damn paper to ensure that I get it turned in on time. I think I have 2 weeks to finish it, which I'm gonna get it done because we've come too far to drop the ball now. But still, had I done what I was supposed to do when I was supposed to do it, I wouldn't be in this position. So again, stop procrastinating. And it's easier said than done, especially if you operate well under pressure. But the thing is, we don't have to operate under pressure. But for whatever reason, and I'm speaking for myself, I do. I don't know if it's because I know I perform well under pressure. I might perform better under pressure. I don't know what it is. But I have to program myself to stop procrastinating. Because in the end, it causes too much stress. And we don't want to be stressed out, okay? Early on in the podcast, I always talked about like self-awareness, journaling, things like that. And I recognized today when I was reflecting that I have belittled this accomplishment of getting my master's degree. And with that, I recognize that oftentimes I belittle my accomplishments. Like, I be over here putting in true work and I'm like, it's nothing. Everybody out here doing it. But the truth is, getting a master's degree and some of the other accomplishments that I have achieved, they are major things. They are significant in my life, even if other people are obtaining, you know, the same level of success. That's for sure something I need to work on. And my director actually brought something to my attention. She said, when you are surrounded by educated people or when you work in the realm of education, you have a tendency to be like, oh, getting a master's degree, that's nothing, or getting a bachelor's degree, that's nothing, because it's common since you are surrounded by educated people or when you work in the realm of education. But she was like, that's still a major accomplishment, and it's not something that, you know, everybody does. So you have to be proud of yourself. And my sister said something along the same lines, as well as my mom and my friend. So I truly have to stop belittling the things that I accomplish, especially something like going to school and taking the time to get a master's degree. So for all my people that are out here doing things and making moves, be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself regardless of how small or how big the accomplishment is, and take time to celebrate those victories, those small wins. And as I always say, baby steps, they count. You know what I'm saying? Because they're small, but they're helping you get towards your goal. So don't underestimate the power of baby steps, and never underestimate your achievements and the things that you have worked hard towards. Celebrate that shit. One more thing. Again, I am big on self-awareness, journaling, also accountability, and processing your thoughts and emotions. And with that, I have been working really hard to heal from previous relationships and situationships so that I can be the healthiest version of myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I am a firm believer to be prepared to receive what you have asked God for. Also, I understand that sometimes the things that we ask for don't come in the packages in which we expect them to come. So a couple months ago, I met this guy. We met on TikTok, interestingly enough. And he is different from any man that I have ever been in a relationship with, situationship with, or general conversation. He is very thoughtful, considerate. He includes me in his life. He makes me feel wanted. He provides reassurance. Like, he gives me all of the things that I have had to beg men in my past for. And that scares me. I don't know if it's because it's unfamiliar, if I think I'm going to fumble it, or if I'm afraid that God has finally given, now I want to say finally, if God has given me the person that I have asked for. With that, I have had to truly sit down with myself and talk myself off the ledge of completely fumbling or dismissing this man because I'm scared. And that truly showed me that I have grown, that I have matured. And it's important, I think, that people take time to heal, because I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm done with relationships. I don't see the point of getting married. Everybody cheats. And just having a truly tainted vision of love, relationships, commitment, loyalty, all of that. And granted, a lot of people do cheat. A lot of people do lie. A lot of people are disappointing. A lot of people don't live up to the people that they proclaim to be. But I don't think that that should stop you. And this is just my opinion. Take everything that I say with a grain of salt. But I don't think that that should stop you from pursuing love, from pursuing a healthy relationship, from having the things that your heart truly desires. It might take time. You might have to kiss a bunch of frogs. You might have to go through trials and tribulations, heartache, and all of that. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, make sure that you heal every time. And if love is something that you truly want in a relationship or a marriage or whatever it is, continue to pursue it, because your person is out there. And I think it's also important to not get wrapped up in where you are now and the type of people that you have dealt with. And this is why it's also important to engage in conversations with healed people, people that can cultivate conversations with you about healthy relationships and monogamy and all of these things, because we know we live in an era where threesomes are pushed and polygamy and all of these things. Cheating, it seems like that has become a normalcy. But that doesn't have to be your reality if that's not what you want. And I truly hate to see people run away from love or speak illy of it because they've had these traumatizing situations with either men or women. I do think that there are still good people out here. There are still people out here that are willing to give you everything that your heart desires. They will love you the way that you want and need to be loved. They will pour into you. They will invest in you. They will see your worth. They will see your value. They won't cheat on you. They will communicate properly. There are still good people out here. So from a personal standpoint, from somebody who has been cheated on, lied to, deceived, emotionally abused, all type of shit. Like, I have a fucking list of negative things that men have done to me, down to my very fiance still fucking bitches while we were engaged, like all type of stuff. But I took time to heal. I took time to pour back into myself. I took time to take accountability for how I allowed people to treat me and why I allowed people to treat me this way, so that I could get to this point to meet a good man that does all of the things that I need from a person, that truly cares about me, that sees me, that knows how to communicate. So I will get off my soapbox with that, but I just want to remind people that good people still exist. And maybe you won't have this fairy tale love story like you see on the movies, but you definitely can have your happy ever after. And understand that with a happy ever after, it doesn't come without problems. It doesn't come without trials and tribulations. But it can happen. Okay, let's jump into the topic of this episode. First and foremost, personally, I am tired of the men versus women conversations on podcasts and social media in general. A lot of people sit on their high horse and talk about what men should do and what women should do and all of these things. I'm personally tired of hearing it, but if that's your jam, get off my baby. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. But I'm over it. However, I found this list that I thought was hilarious, and I wanted to make a podcast talking about it. So basically, this guy, his name is Willie Knight. I found it on Facebook. He made a list about things that he thinks makes a woman masculine, because he said women are always talking about what makes a man sassy. So we're going to go through that list together, family, one by one. I think it's like 98 things on here. We're gonna go through them. Let's go. Number one, drinking beer. Okay, backstory. The first time I tried beer, it was hot and it was sitting on the floor of my parents' bedroom. I guess my dad had opened it the night before or something and he didn't finish drinking it. So I was upstairs watching TV in their room as I normally did. And I was like, I'm gonna taste this. I probably was in high school at the time. Baby, it tasted like warm throw up. I have not had a beer since. I take that back. I had one of those Jamaican Jägermeisters or Jaegers, whatever they call it. And I'm not a beer person. And it's funny that he says women drinking beer is masculine, because I actually agree. Not that beverages have genders. I don't know. That shit just manly as fuck to me. Farting and it making noise. I ain't gonna hold you. Once I turned 30, them things start coming out like rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. So, hey, I just be manly. Three, driving with one hand. I have always driven with one hand. Ever since I got out of driver's training and got my license and it no longer had to be 10 and 2, I definitely be whipping that thing. I be on two wheels low key. Four, smoking a blunt by yourself. How is that manly? Because what are you supposed to do if you want to hit an L and there's nobody around? Hello? Number five, drinking without a straw. Most of the time, unless it's something like a Starbucks cup or my water cup or something like that, I'm definitely drinking without a straw. Six, saying ayo. Clearly, I say ayo. Seven, being from New York, automatic. I lightweight agree with that. I'm sorry. But from the New York women that I have encountered, they definitely a little manly. And not necessarily in a sense of how they carry themselves, but how they speak. It is very like tough. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but hey, it's on there. Number eight, sitting with your legs open. That definitely is manly. It's something that I do if I have pants on, but I try not to. When I was younger, low-key, I did used to sit with my legs open even if I had a dress. And that was something that I was constantly getting in trouble by my mom. Like, close your legs, girl. So that's a little manly for sure. 9, going to clubs. Dog tripping with that one. 10, don't know how to twerk. I absolutely don't know how to twerk. I mean, I can give my best attempt, but I'm not sure if I'm doing it correctly. I'm not even sure if something moving back there. I don't have a big butt. Like, I have a big butt in the sense of it's big, but that bitch kind of flat though. No lie. Number 11, not looking both ways before crossing the street. You definitely a little rough and tough if you do that. Number 12, favorite color, black. Black is one of my favorite colors, so okay. 13, snoring. 14, falling. What? Okay, so I'm super masculine because I fall a lot. Low-key, I haven't fallen in probably a year, so I'm proud of myself. Wait, is that true? Nope, I haven't fallen in 2024, so wait, that doesn't make it a year, though. That makes it at least 3 months. So I'm proud of myself because normally I fall one good time once a year. 15, doing more than 20 push-ups. Baby, I can't do any. None. I can do those push-ups that you do on your knees, but I've never been able to do, like, a legit push-up. Never. 16, not knowing how to cook. And again, not that things are masculine and feminine, but come on now. At a certain age, in my opinion, and y'all can get mad if you want to, I think every woman should know how to cook, even if it's something basic. Just, we adults. I think everybody should know how to cook, but especially a woman. Come on. Come on, sir. 17, if your favorite Power Ranger, not the pink one. I mean, I don't even like the pink one just because the color pink she is. I don't like pink in general. Pink is not one of my favorite colors. I wear it as a nail color, but I don't even think I own anything pink clothing-wise. 18, if Buttercup was your favorite Powerpuff Girl, and she was. Buttercup was manly as fuck, though. She really was. 19, chest piece tattoo. I agree with this one. I hate when women have those big, gaudy tattoos in the middle of their chest looking like they belong to a biker gang. Hate that shit. Number 20, and I am offended by this one, lightweight, because I can't control how tall I am, but he said if you over 5'8". Bitch, I'm 6 feet, so I guess I'm just masculine as hell, Jolly Green Giant. You know, somebody called me that one time, and it genuinely hurt my feelings. I was in 9th grade, and this girl called me that. She also called me Sasquatch. At the time, I didn't know what Sasquatch was, but when my homeboy told me, I was in tears crying from that because it was so funny. 21, eating Captain Crunch. 22, eating steak. 23, sport betting on basketball or football. Nah, that is a little masculine. That's funny to me because I don't know how to bet in general. Like, if I go to the casino, I'm going straight to the slots, and once my $20 is gone, it's time to go. 24, French fries with no ketchup or from the bottom of the bag. Y'all tripping. But I think if you don't eat ketchup, I mean, if you don't eat fries with some sort of sauce, I think you're weird in general. But, you know, who am I to judge people? 25, wearing Tims. Tims are kind of manly, but they're cute with certain outfits. 26, broke a bone. What? 27, taking shots without a chaser. Hey. You are a tough broad if you can do that. I do it sometimes, but as I've gotten older, it's like, where the juice at? 28, pumping your own gas. So what are you supposed to do? Because not every woman has a man to do that. Now, I do think you a little masculine or something if you got a dude with you and you pumping your own gas. I ain't doing all that. But pumping your gas in general, you ain't got no choice for real. 29, sleeping in a t-shirt and shorts. 30, taking out the trash. Taking out the trash definitely is a man duty, in my opinion. But again, we can't hold things to being masculine and feminine. But I hate taking out the trash. And I grew up, you know, not having to do so because it was what my brother had to do. And even now, my daddy be like, don't take out that trash if I'm at their house or something. But I live by myself, so shit, I got to take out my own trash. 31, knowing how to grill. That, to me, again, it falls under the category like taking out the trash. I do know how to grill. I ain't no master griller or nothing, but I do know how to flip a couple steaks or something. 32, holding the door open. I do find myself feeling super masculine when I hold the door open for a person, especially if I hold it for a woman and she just walks through it and doesn't try to grab it. Like, I'm not your man, bitch, take the door. 33, saying bruh. I say bruh from time to time. I say dog more than I say bruh though. 34, wearing training bras. Who out here wearing training bras unless you part of the itty bitty titty committee? 35, big feet. Again, this goes with number 20. I would look ridiculous if I had little feet being 6 feet. So I ain't got no choice. Number 36, if she drives sports cars. 37, if she got locks. 38, listen to trap music. Come on now, trap music, that's reserved for everybody. Although sometimes I do get a little mannish when I'm in my car and I got my music turned up loud, and you know, I get the bopping, driving with my one hand and whatnot. 39, can eat more than 6 wings. Now, this has been a big debate on social media, and I see a lot of men say that it is manly when a woman can eat more than 6 chicken wings. Why do y'all feel that way? Like, chicken wings be small. I could probably eat at least 8 of them bitches, for real. 6 is cool if you have fries or something, but if I'm just eating wings, I can for sure bust down at least 8. 40, if she the oldest in the family. 41, if she owns a pit bull. 42, pushing people while you laughing. That is, I don't know why, but it is manly. I can't explain it, but it is. 43, lifting your leg up to fart. You definitely borderline being a man when you do that. 44, can't take selfies. Because that's what women do. But on the contrary, if you want to talk about a man being sassy, okay, that could be sassy if he consistently taking selfies. Mm-hmm. And yeah. 45, owning a PlayStation, but an Xbox is okay. What does that even mean? I do have an Xbox. I don't even know how to play games for real. Like, I could play Sonic the Hedgehog, but that's about it. I am pretty good at those shooting games when you go to like Dave and Buster's and you actually had a gun. But I need somebody to explain, why is it manly to own a PlayStation but not an Xbox? I don't get it. Getting lineups. Yeah. Especially if you are a part of number 37, which is got locks, and then you got number 46 and you getting lineups. You might be a little masculine, baby, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all love this way. I'm about to stop saying the numbers because that's getting on my nerves. Favorite wrestler was the Hardy Boys. I don't even know who the Hardy Boys are. Having 2 phones. I do have 2 phones, but one is because my old job, we had to use our personal phones. Well, we didn't have to, but I didn't want their phone tracking me, so I was using my other phone. I don't actively use it now. And side note about having 2 phones, why the fuck do people be having 2 phones unless one is your business phone? What are you doing? And if you out here cheating on people and having 2 phones, that is not being inconspicuous at all. Running fast. I definitely can't run fast. Matter of fact, I'm afraid to run at this big age because I think my knee is just going to completely give out and then I'm going to be out of commission. Driving 18-wheelers. Normally, when you see female truck drivers, they are a little masculine, just a little bit. But then some of them are super prissy, so there's that. Phone never charged. That is kind of manly because most women definitely keep their phones charged. I don't know if that's true because I don't know most women, but it just, as a woman, it seems like that's just something that I always do. So I'm making the assumption that other women do it too. I don't know. Peach fuzz on your upper lip. Sometimes I do look like Miss Pearly because I will leave out the house not realizing that my mustache hair has grown as thick as it has. Because low key, you got to hit that bitch like every other day or it is going to be peach fuzz. But okay, I guess. Punching over 750 on a punching machine. Posing with your middle finger out. Kissing with your eyes open. This man is hilarious. Celebrating Father's Day for yourself. Hey, sometimes she got to be the mama and the daddy. Smoking cigars. Now, that one, I'm on the fence about that. Because that does seem like very masculine behavior. Or like you were part of the cartel or something. I don't know. I don't know about that, Griselda. Chin hairs. Man, come on, nah. They right up there with the mustache. That should just be happening, especially as you get older. Wearing Air Force Ones, especially the black ones, don't play with it. Taking your son to the barbershop, what you supposed to do? I don't have kids, but it's a lot of women out here that the fathers of their children are not present. So what you want them to do, friend? Eating a double cheeseburger. Hey, I remember back in the day when we used to eat McDonald's, and my brother put me on getting a double cheeseburger with mac sauce. That shit used to slap so hard. But I will get a double cheeseburger from, what's it called? Five Guys. Now, that thing does fill you up. And sometimes you can't even eat the whole thing. But it be good, though. Sideburns. Man, I just feel, after reading this list and getting through almost half of it, I'm on the masculine side, because I for sure got some thick sideburns. I try to pull them out, but that junk be hurting. A Leo or a Taurus asking for head. What? Because if I want it, I'm going to ask for it. Like, what are we talking about? But with that one, I think it's how you ask for it. Like, I would never tell my dude, like, hey, give me some head, nigga. Like, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, come eat this coochie. No, I wouldn't say that either. I don't know. But don't, as a woman, I don't think that you should say, yeah, come give me some head. That definitely, definitely sound masculine. Gym was your favorite subject. I feel like that's not even a masculine or feminine thing. Your ass was just bad because you didn't want to go to class. Bad at math. I'm for sure bad at math. And whatever. Don't get her nails done. Yawning with their mouth open. Having money that they actually earned. What? Now, the next thing y'all gonna say is women always asking for $40. But, okay. Parking in reverse. I'm good at backing up. Now, what's it called when you gotta park between the car? Parallel parking? I'm not good at that at all. Which doesn't make sense because I'm good at reverse parking. That's interesting. That also, I think that is something that typically men are good at. But, you know, it's okay. If you think Tori didn't shoot Meg. What? Owning more than 3 hoodies. I love a good hoodie, especially in the winter. Y'all, I have gotten way better because I remember in high school, I definitely was giving off I like women vibes. Like, I always had an oversized hoodie on, but my jeans were always tight. And then my hair was always tied up and I wore dog tags and stuff. My, how I have glowed up. But I love a good hoodie. I don't care. I don't care. Not having a pack of wipes. You definitely got to keep the booty wipes when you take a dookie. Owning a pet snake. Yep, I agree. You giving off real masculine vibes. Not using your turn signal. Driving a 2-door car. Cracking crab legs with your team. I feel like that's how kids do. I don't know. Cooking on a gas stove. This man is wild. Knows any Jeezy lyrics. Jeezy like to smoke. Jeezy like to drink. What? Take a knee to tie her shoes. Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree. That is something literally I only see children do and men. Drinks room temperature water. I love me some room temperature water, but this goes back to the thing with the straw. If I'm drinking cold water, I prefer it through a straw or like a bottle that has a nipple. Otherwise, I'm for sure drinking room temperature water. Wears pants with pockets. Now, this one is dumb to me because as a woman, I know for a fact that most women love pockets in everything that they wear. Like, I bought this jacket from Shein, made a whole TikTok video about it. Like, why the fuck didn't y'all put pockets on this jacket? It makes me not even want to wear it. So to say that she wear pants with pockets, that's crazy to me. Crazy. So that's what's up. okay. Saying I got it when it's time to pay for things. I'm not doing it. Unless it's I'm treating my man, which I don't have one. Well, kind of, sort of, but still, he be paying for stuff. Yeezy slides, Rome runners with Nike socks. I'm not sure what foam runners are, but yeah. Any rims sounds on any car. Y'all, back in the day when I had my Taurus, baby, I had that speaker in the trunk and that thing used to go. No lie, that is kind of masculine. It is. This fool says, smell like outside. I'm going to give you that one because unless you have been walking or doing some type of strenuous activity outside, why you smell like outside, little baby? Gold chains, as I sit here in my two gold chains. In my defense, one of them got an A on it. So that I feel like that makes it dainty. The next one got more than one brother. Like, okay, I can see that one because typically if a person was raised around a lot of boys, they a little rough around the edges. They a little masculine. I'm going to start doing numbers again because we're getting close to the end of the list. Number 92, driving a Chevy. 93, know how to bowl. It might be something to that because most bowlers that I know that are good at bowling, they are men. That's interesting. I wouldn't say it's masculine though, but it's definitely interesting. 94 from Philly, that's off top with New York. 95, don't like purses. I know a couple of women that don't like purses, and I do think that that is interesting because it definitely is giving off masculine. Like, you got a whole wallet in your pocket. Like, it reminds me of my uncle. '96, drink cognac. That's up there with them cigars. Okay, so once upon a time, is Crown Royal a cognac, however you pronounce it? I think it is. Is it? I'm going to say it is. Either way, this up there with that beer story, I tried it hot. I was like, this is a man's drink. This will put hair on your chest. And I'm not talking about that fruity shit, the apple one and the peach and all that. No, I'm talking about the original Crown Royal. That is a masculine drink. I don't care. It is. 97, not knowing how to type. And 98, operates a manual transmission. I'm gonna agree with them, the operates a manual transmission, because you must have, I don't know, you drive sports cars, you got a lot of brothers, your daddy taught you. It's something to that. I was truly tickled by this list, and I hope that nobody takes it to heart. It is just something that I took as a joke that I wanted to go through. I definitely, as a woman, I think a lot of women spend a lot of time talking about things that they think men do that are a bit sassy. So it was interesting to see what a man's perspective was on things that are masculine. All right, family, that's it for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Dear World Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share it. And until next time, you know what to do. Drink your water, mind your business.